Hi, this is Richard from Short Films Teachers Love, which is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Steve here, and today I'm talking about the importance of attendance taking. That's right. You know, oftentimes we get into all kinds of other stuff about what's important in school, but, you know, if we're responsible for the kids, we really are responsible for kids, which means our attendance needs to be accurate, and we need to keep track of it. And today I share with you some stories why, and I tell you my 7 ideas about taking attendance. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, welcome back. Today I'm talking about the importance of classroom attendance. All right. You know, it's one of the things that we don't think a lot about because, you know, we're required to do it. We're required to keep track of it. You might have one of those computer programs that you have to do it immediately. Otherwise, you get some sort of, you know, little pinging that starts happening at your computer. No matter what your school requires or what your system requires, you need to see it not as a requirement, but something that you just have to care about and do. Because whether you know this or not, and I don't know, do you know that sometimes kids will lie to you? Yeah, yes, they will. And sometimes they can get very creative. And we're not talking about necessarily the young ones. The oldest ones can really come up with some doozies. And, you know, and it's one of those things that it is very important to keep track of the kids that are in your class. Do you know them well enough to know when they've been out and how long they've been out? And are you really paying that close attention, or is it just something you do? So today I'm going to talk about this idea of attendance taking and some, you know, basically I have my 7 thoughts about taking classroom attendance. So here we go. And by the way, I'm not going to get caught up right now in how you take it. Right now, this is all about what you need to do, and especially following up. So let's start with this. You know, I want to tell a couple stories. Yeah, you know, just bear with me just a second because, wait a second, did you roll your eyes? Hey. All right, so what would you do? Just listen carefully to this story. Teacher is told, my father doesn't speak English, and is also told, my mom died. And by the way, my father travels a lot, and he's not really at home that much. And really, you know, I live with an aunt who takes care of me and who really doesn't speak a lot of English. And so, you know, if you need any notes sent home, I'll take care of it. Well, she's told this story consistently from the beginning, and she maintained the story until she needed to access the story. Now, this is pretty cool stuff. This is like Monday night of the movie, Monday night movie type thing. Or I don't know, it could be written into some really cool book, but you know, she suckered everybody in who were her teachers. She had 5 teachers, and all 5 of them she told the same story to. And I'm sad to say, they listened and they believed her. And so when it came time to contact somebody, they really just didn't want to risk interrupting dad or trying to find dad or whatever, or maybe they didn't, you know, they're like, how am I going to deal with it when he doesn't speak English? So I'll just address it with the kid. And that's what they did. In some cases, they actually got her cell phone number and would call her directly. Oh, no, let's not do that. But that's what they did. So what the student did was she figured out how to skip school, because she just told this story so well that the adults believed her, and I guess they thought they had bigger fish to fry or something like this, But before someone became suspicious, she had been absent for almost 19 straight days. Yeah, that's okay. You can go, what? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. How does that happen? Nobody called home? Yeah, you're right. Nobody called home. And because nobody was suspicious about her being absent, they just kind of went through the motion of turning her in as being present because they were so used to her being in class. What are we talking about here? And eventually it's someone who says, who comes looking for her out of the attendance office or counselor's office that realizes, I think something's wrong here. So let's give you the rest of this story. Because it turns out that her father speaks perfect English, doesn't travel, mom is not dead, and he owns a very, very successful business. And they live not too far from the school. Yep. She eventually got caught, but hey, 18, 19 days out of school, straight out of school, and not one of her teachers, the adults that she saw every day, turned her in as being absent. Wow. Okay, that's rough. All because she suckered them into this story. All right, you like that story? Let me tell you another one. By the way, just the names are changed to protect the innocent. But the story is true. Dun, da, da, dun, dun, da, da. Okay, many of you are way too young to even recognize what I'm imitating. So, here's another one. Student told a friend that he had injured himself during a sports game. And he really did. He had a cast on his wrist to prove it. But he extends the story with his friend. He says, would you help me with collecting my work? Because somewhere around the holidays, I'm actually going to need help getting my work because I'm going to be out. And I don't know how long I'm going to be out because I have to have surgery on my arm. And his friend said, hey, not a problem, man. And he actually enlisted the assistance of multiple friends who their job was to remind the teacher that our friend here was out recovering from surgery and would be gone once he was gone. Now, the student made sure that he, after telling his friends, he went to his teachers and he explained this to them as well. He said, yeah, I can't wait to get this. It's so aggravating. I can't wait to have the surgery on this, but I'm not sure how long I'm going to be out. I'm going to be out, you know, maybe a month. And they're all like, oh my gosh. And he was a good kid and he did his work. And, you know, they're thinking, well, you know, I'm not sure why they didn't think, you know, maybe I should call the parent and say, hey, I wish, you know, your son well in his recovery or something like this. But they didn't. They just took his story at heart. So Christmas break happens. His friends collected the work after they returned from the break. And do you know that he carried through this charade for a total of 30 days? Did I just hear somebody fall out of their seat? 30 days, my friend. Yes, yes, he did. Now, it was noticed at 19. A social worker figured it out and sent it to an assistant principal who said, I'll look at this later, and never followed up on it. And eventually, I'm pretty sure threw away the referral. So 19 turned into 30. Well, why did it make it to 19 in the first place? I mean, oh my gosh. And by the way, let me tell you some more of this story. He was skipping at home. Yes, he was. He wasn't going anywhere else. He wasn't going to a friend's house. He wasn't going to a girlfriend's house. He wasn't going anywhere. He was going home. And he was doing that work that his friends were collecting. And here's the rest of the story. His father worked in the house. Dun, 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 and didn't notice that his son was in his bedroom all day long doing his work and reading and doing other things, but being quiet in his room. By the way, all that work that was turned in, it was all done correctly. What a fascinating thing. When asked, you know, he just said, I thought I could make better use of my time. Nice. So listen to this. All right. I've just given you two stories, and unfortunately, there's probably more, many, many more. I have many, many more that I can share. When you get wind of these things, you're like, oh my gosh, how in the world did this happen? So this is what brings me to, I want to talk about your, you know, how you take attendance. Because it's not only how you take it, I've got my seven thoughts about taking attendance. Now, this is not getting into actually telling you, you know, the different things about doing it. It's about how you deal with figuring out if the kids are there or not. All right. So let's start. Number one, you got to understand attendance is important. I know that sounds dumb, but it is. If you give it the importance that you give it, somebody in your building may not be. But please don't see it as some requirement, some dopey thing you got to do for the front office. Or that stupid principal makes me do this every day. No, 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 no. Please don't see it that way. All right. Attendance is important. You want to make sure that you're paying attention and that it's accurate. Because sometimes, you know, if you just blindly call roll, other kids will say, oh, he's here. I saw him in the hallway or something like that. And you'll just mark him present, right? Or somebody might say, remember, he's out sick today, or he's going to have surgery today, or something like that, which happened in the case of that one kid. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Still marked him present, though. Go figure. I mean, what? You have to make sure that your attendance is accurate. Don't let kids take it. No. Don't do that. Don't make them responsible for a job that is yours. You need to make sure that every kid is there and that you physically see them and they're accounted for. Because if they're not there, they're not there. Very important to keep that in mind. And whatever you do, I mean, don't just look over the class and go, yeah, they're all here, because it's quite possible that you've totally missed two or three of them, or at least one of them. Just ask these people. So number one is attendance is important. Be accurate. Number two is watch for patterns of absence. I know this sounds like a lot, but you've got to care about this because you are responsible for them. If they are assigned to you, you are responsible for them. So watch for patterns of absence. If someone's absent and they're never absent, call home and say, hey, Steve was out today. I was just worried because he's never out. If you start realizing that somebody's absent, you know, this day, this week, next week it's this day, and then suddenly it's reversed again. And so what it turns out is that there's a pattern. On Mondays they're out sometimes, and on Wednesdays they're out sometimes. Could this be something? So you call the parent and say, hey, I just want to find out. I think that Steve's been out the last couple weeks on Mondays and on Wednesdays. Is that real? Should he have been? Is he okay? See what I'm talking about? So number one thought about attendance is important. Be accurate. Don't blame the administration that it's just some goofy thing they make you do. Number two, watch for patterns of absences and follow up on them. Number three, you know, if you start wondering about a kid, ask some of your colleagues. Check with your colleagues, with the admin, with the attendance clerk, with other clerks and stuff, you know, around school, and just say, hey, has Steve been out in your class? Hey, is there anything I should know about Steve Mileto? Is he okay? You know, follow up like that. And someone might say, well, why? Well, I was just wondering because in my class, he's been out every Wednesday and Monday lately. Really? Well, let me go back and check the record. And they go back, you know, admin, go pull up that record, and lo and behold, in your class, it shows he's out Mondays and Wednesdays every other week. In the next class period, he's there every day. But then later in the day, maybe it shows that he's missing those same days. There might be a problem here. All right. So if number one is attendance is important, number two is watch for patterns of absence, number three is check with colleagues, admin, attendance, clerks, so forth and so on. Number four is stay in touch with parents. Care enough. I mean, it's easy to say to somebody, you know, I care about you. Adults in classrooms make this mistake a lot. They say, I care about you. But kids know your actions speak louder than your words. And usually what they think is that, you know, you show that you care when you do things that I'm pretty sure you don't get paid for. Well, caring also is showed through following up with parents after absences to say, Hey, Steve's never out, and I just noticed that Steve's been out for the last 2 days. Is he okay? Everything all right? Can I help you get his makeup work? Now, that shows caring. Not saying, ooh, I didn't realize Steve was out for 19 days. 30 days? Wow, I didn't realize he was out for 30 days. You know, ooh. Yeah, try and explain that one. So if you're going to stay in touch with parents, the number five idea here is follow up with stories to find out whether it's real or not. Do you notice in both the stories I told you, the kids, they softened up their suckers simply by doing this. They told the story nice and for real. In both cases, they were good kids who didn't get in trouble and did their work. And there was no suspicion that they're about to pull a fast one. See what I mean about this could be a movie? Sounds like the plot to an Ocean's movie or something, right? All right, so if number one is attendance is important, number two is watch for patterns of absence, number three is check with colleagues, admin, attendance clerks, number four is stay in touch with parents, number five is follow up with stories to find out if they're real or not, number six is if you need help, seek it. All right, remember the whole stuff about whether they speak English or not? Well, fine. Go find somebody who speaks that language and have them sit with you, and let's go call the number. Not the kid's cell phone number. That's not good, all right? If they give you that, there's a problem there. You need to find the real one. Go to the counselor's office. Go to the counselor's secretary. Go figure it out. In today's world, you know, we usually have all this stuff in some database, some place that you have access to. And if it's not there, well, then it's time to put out an expert who goes and finds out how to get in touch with a parent who can help you do that. But you got to try. Don't just listen to the story. Now, I know this sounds like all paranoia, but it's all very real. These stories are real. I just changed parts of them. So if number six is if you need help, seek it. Number seven of my seven ideas about keeping attendance is remember, if they are assigned to you, you are responsible. So care enough to follow up. It's not about being a friend. It's not about being cool. It's about following up and remember that you're responsible for them. And show that family you care enough to say, hey, I just want to call you up and see if Steve's doing okay. Because I noticed that he's been out for the last 2 days and he has some work he needs to do and he's never out. Because you might get on the other line, end of the line. What do you mean Steve was out? Steve's sitting right here. Steve's just fine. Steve hasn't been in a hospital. Steve hasn't been anywhere. He's gone to school every day. Really? Hey, Steve, it's your teacher on the phone. Come over here. Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun. You know, it's sad, but these stories are real. I'm going to tell you one more before I go. Student was leaving at lunchtime. He was sneaking off campus. There were woods next to this very large, sprawling campus. And he lived not too far from the school, and he could go through the woods and over the hill and across the dale. And not to grandmother's house, but to his. And when he got there, he had hidden liquor, and he would drink it under the porch. And then he would come back to school. So basically, he knew how late he could be to his class that was after lunch. And he was a pretty good kid who not necessarily did all of his work, but really stayed out of trouble, wasn't a nuisance in the classroom that had some other issues. And he figured out that he could tell stories and be fine because the teacher really didn't keep track of how many times he was coming back late. You see where this is going, don't you? All right, so he's skipping school every so often during the lunchtime, and he's going, and where he's going is he's going to his house and drinking under the porch. Well, how he gets caught is not a teacher that notices patterns, but a girlfriend who gets worried because he doesn't show up for, they're supposed to have a rendezvous this day. Well, he forgot. He forgot. They're supposed to meet together. They're supposed to go through the woods and meet someplace, and he never shows up. Well, he forgot about this. He went home. He went drinking. He came back to school. And so the first place we looked was just, let's go find out if he's in class. And lo and behold, there he was. He was sitting in class. Go figure. His girlfriend's afraid that he's not there. She told us the story. They were supposed to skip school. She says, I know, I'm probably going to get in trouble, but I'm worried about him because sometimes he drinks and then he drives and he won't stop doing that. And I'm trying to get him to stop doing that. And we're like, And so she's worried that he got into an accident. Well, there he was in class. And the teacher said, you know, I was getting ready to call you guys because his eyes are red and he kind of smells a little funny. Really? Now remember, he had been doing this for basically off and on over a couple of months. And just today, the teacher decides that his eyes are red and he smells funny. Well, he ended up testing twice the legal limit. Yep, you heard me right. Twice the legal limit. Yet, he never got reported for being late back from lunch. He never got reported for missing school. And the smell and the red eye. And basically, when I talked with him, you know, he tried to say that he had was sick and that he had gotten that he'd taken too much cough medicine, and that's what that was all about. What a funny story, by the way. Because I called up the pharmacy where the cough medicine was from that he kept in his pocket. He thought this was going to be a pretty good story. I guess he didn't think I'd call the pharmacist. I called the pharmacist. The pharmacist says that stuff's not going to let him test twice. It's not going to make him test twice, twice the legal limit. He said he couldn't drink enough of that stuff before he would get sick in order to test that that much alcohol content in his body. So attendance is important. Not just something you do for the district or the admin makes you or the laws require you to do. Kids need to have boundaries and they need help from time to time. And if you care, you follow up. So remember that attendance is important. Remember that you are in charge of those kids. You're responsible for the kids that are assigned to you. Notice patterns. Care enough to know if they're really there. Follow instructions. Follow up. Follow up. Follow up. And remember, check with the parents. Check with the guardian. Check with the grandparent. Whoever it is that has protective custody of that child, because sometimes kids don't tell the truth. Thanks for listening. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is excited to be a member of Voice Ed Radio. Voice Ed Radio, your voice is right here. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. The opinions expressed on Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 are those of the guests and host. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is intended to share ideas, advice, and suggestions for classroom teachers and school administrators. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is produced for educational purposes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll share it with your friends.